Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Leslie Hilliard
and Wade Sheehan.
Welcome. Got a special event coming up on March 17th that we need to talk about. What's going to be happening?
We're going to be having a gospel singing and barbecue for Aaron Young.
Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at the Town Center.
Why are we doing this for Aaron? Tell me the story.
Aaron went through a fairly traumatic experience, more than most of us in our lifetime would go through. He had a pretty severe burn on about 15-18% of his body. It was really bad, so we're going to be trying to raise some money to help him with hospital expenses and try to alleviate some of that off of him.
Now, for those that don't know, Aaron is a teacher and coach, I believe, at
East Yancey Middle.
At East Yancey.
We've been coaching football now. Coming up will be our 14th year together doing that. I did it 1 year without him, and I told him I wouldn't do it again without him. So he decided his second year at the school that we would team up and do that. And for a long time, we did baseball together, too. He was the head baseball coach. I was the head football coach, and we assisted each other.
How did the accident happen?
He was actually stoking his furnace. He has a wood furnace.
Wood furnace.
It was really, really cold during that period of time. It was early January. He went out to put some wood in his furnace, and it turned out that it had gone out. And so he was trying to pull some of the wood that had not burned out and was splitting some wood and getting ready to put some wood back in. Well, where he had put the wood that had not burned, he thought it was, quote, dead wood. It wasn't, didn't have any embers or any kind of hot to it. And there was actually a gas can sitting off to the left that he'd had there for some time, probably 2-3 weeks. So what happened was, is when he got the wood that he wanted in, he went ahead and put the, what we call green wood, back on top. And when he went to grab that wood and moved it just a little bit, there was evidently fumes that had come from the gas can, and it just, it caught. And he said when he saw it, he just kind of threw his hand up, and it exploded on him.
Yeah. Doesn't take much where those gas fumes like that are concerned. So how is he doing now?
Absolutely phenomenal. I think he was in the hospital for about a week and a half, and they decided instead of doing grafts on him, which they were about 90% sure they were going to have to, let it go for a little bit because they were noticing some things happening, some healing that was possible. Didn't know if it was or not, so they wanted to wait. With a lot of prayer that was going on over the course of the next 3.5 to 4 weeks, he went back twice, and this last time he went, he got released with no grafts.
Wow, that's miraculous.
It's a walking miracle, no doubt.
The doctors were very certain that he would have to have grafts when it first happened, and it was a Tuesday, I believe, they came in, or maybe a Monday, and said, we'll come back on Thursday and do your grafts. Aaron said, well, I have 3 days to pray.
Yeah.
Sure enough, come Thursday, those prayers were answered, and he didn't have to have grafts. So.
Oh, that's wonderful.
God is good.
You're going to have a barbecue and a gospel singing, so tell us about what's going to happen that night.
The food will be served from 5 till 6:30. We're having barbecue from Bubba's, and the meals will be $10 a plate. And then while you're eating, you can enjoy some singing. We have a couple students that Mr. Young has taught in the past that's going to be singing. But then we also have the Edwards family at 6 o'clock from 6 to 6:30. They'll be providing the gospel music. And then at 6:30, you don't want to miss it, Mr. Young is going to be sharing his testimony, his personal experience of what happened. And I think you'll really enjoy it if you come listen to him.
It sounds like it'll be good. Burnsville Town Center, March 17th. Everything gets underway at
5 o'clock.
Tickets, you want folks just to pay when they get there, or are you doing some sort of advance thing?
We are just selling tickets at the door. We would ask that you either call East Yancey Middle School to let us maybe help plan with the number that's going to come, or you can Facebook message myself, Leslie Hilliard, or Wade Sheehan on Facebook just to help us with a number to prepare for. We're also selling tickets in advance. We have several great prizes. Cooper's Trading has donated some prizes. Fox Brothers, Max Blues, or Prices Creek Store, Twisted Laurel, Southern Drifters. So we have lots of good prizes.
For tickets, how much are they, first of all?
We're going to do them $5 a piece, and we're going to do 5 for $20.
You can buy them that night, but are they available ahead of time?
They will be available in advance. Leslie Hilliard will have some. I, myself, Wade Sheehan will have some, and then we're going to leave some at Cooper's Trading.
Cooper's Trading, okay.
Yeah.
Remember, this special fundraising event is going to be taking place this Saturday at the Burnsville Town Center. You can get more information about all of this at East Yancey Middle School, 682-2281, 682-2281. Thank you to Leslie Hilliard and to Wade Sheehan for visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.